Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we hear of an ancestor's fame as depicted in Sangam literary work Purananur 389, penned about the leader Nallir Mudiyan by the poet Kallil Aathirayanar. The verse is situated in the category of Padan Tinai or praise and puts forth a request to a leader of a hilly domain. Neer Nungin Kan Valippa Kana Vembin Kai Tiranga Kayam Kaliyum Kodayayinum Ela Venpon Porur Kale Yemum Ullumo Pillayam Purunan Yendra Yitanane Isaisal Nedundagai இன்று சென்று எய்தும் வழியனும் அல்லன் செலினே காணா வழியனும் அல்லன் புன்தலை மடப்பிடி இணைய கன்று தந்து குன்றகநல்லூர் மன்றத்து பிணிக்கும் கல் இழி அருவி வேங்கடம் கிளவோன் செல்வுளி எலா ஆ நல்லேர் முதியன் ஆதானுங்கன் போல நீயும் பசித்த ஒக்கல் பழங்கன் வீட வீருசால் நன்கலம் நல்குமதி பெறும ஐது அகல் அல்குள் மகளிர் நெய்தல் கேளன்மார் நெடுங்கடையானே. Seeking a person's grace by recollecting the greatness of another is the core of this verse. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Whether it's a harsh summer when waterfill palmera ice apples harden, when the forest neem's shoots dry up, and when deep ponds become parched, or it's a time when the white gold planet refuses to move from the south, make sure to think of me, O supplicant of young years, said he and gave generously the great and famous king. He is not in a place where I could go and reach. If at all I were to go, he is not someone who would remain unapproachable. Making the naive female elephant with spots on its head suffer, they bring its young calf and tie it in the town center of the fine town in the hills. Such is the domain of Vengadam, filled with cascades descending from the mountains, and you are its lord, O Nallir Mudiyan, whose mind doesn't wander wherever it wants. Akin to Adanungan, you should end the suffering of my famished kith and kin and render fine and excellent gifts, O Lord. May your royal maiden, having delicate waist, never hear the beats of nadal in your wide front yard. Let's delve into the words. The poet starts by recollecting the words of a person who had asked the poet to remember him, whether it was the harsh and dry times of summer when the normally moist, water-filled palm fruits become hard, when the neem soft fruits dry up and even deep ponds show their parched bottoms, or whether it was a time of drought and famine indicated by the silver planet staying put in the south. This seems to be a practice of generous leaders to render not only in the present but also offer a promise for the future. Now the poet comes to the present and says that person is no longer in a position where the poet can reach him, implying that this generous soul is no more. The poet adds that such is the generosity of that person, such that, if at all the poet is able to go to that unreachable place, even there he would appear to the poet and help him in his time of need. The poet then turns to the person who is before him, a leader called Nallir Mudiyan, and describes his mountain country of Vengadam, where cascades flow, talking about how the people there separate the calf from the saddened mother elephant and tie it in the town center. It's not clear what quality of the place the poet is trying to project with this description. Why should the people separate the mother and calf? Is this to say they raise many battle elephants from a young age? Moving on from this ambiguous reference, we see the poet asking this leader to render unto him just like the person he was talking about previously, whom he reveals as the leader Adanungan, who ruled over this land in the past and is an ancestor of this present ruler. He requests the present lord to relieve the suffering of his kith and kin, and ends with a blessing that the royal maiden of this ruler never hear the natal drum at their gates. To understand the significance of this cryptic statement, we need to delve into the customs of the Sangam era and learn that the natal drum was the drum that declared to the world that a death had happened. In short, the poet renders a blessing of a long, long life to this leader for his generosity, or he is saying that the leader's generosity is sure to make him immortal. A verse where we hear the striking drum beats of the twin notes of fatality and generosity in a person's life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.